From the Pomerades to the Patriot Act, A History of the Fight for Free Speech in America, written by Christopher M. Finan, published by Beacon Press, Boston, read by Christopher Finan. Introduction. In July 2005, four Connecticut librarians defied the United States government. The Federal Bureau of Investigation had issued a national security letter demanding information about a patron who had used one of the library's computers. Fearing that a government search of library records would have a chilling effect on free speech, the librarians contacted the American Civil Liberties Union, which obtained an injunction blocking the order. This was not the first time the FBI had run into a stone wall in its effort to obtain information from a library. Only the year before, a library in Whatcom County, Washington, had gone to court to suppress an FBI subpoena that sought the names of patrons who had checked out a biography of terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. In January 2003, the American Library Association, representing over 60,000 librarians, demanded that Congress restore the safeguards for reader privacy that had been eliminated by the USA Patriot Act. The Justice Department was stunned. Attorney General John Ashcroft accused the librarians of hysteria. Privately, FBI agents complained that they had to fight both the terrorists and the librarians. One agent criticized the Justice Department's Office of Intelligence Policy and Review for knuckling under to the librarians by blocking wider use of the Patriot Act. While radical militant librarians kick us around, true terrorists benefit from OIPR's failure to let us use the tools given to us, the agent wrote. This should be an OIPR priority. Since when did librarians become champions of free speech? At the beginning of the 20th century, they prided themselves on protecting the public from bad books. In 1908,